Dow is down today, down big, almost 500 points. Let's check in with the CNN digital money correspondent. It's Paul LaMonica. Paul, what is going on here?
Yeah, we have really series of bad news driving the Dow lower today. You had some rotten results from some companies in the Dow. 3M had some really gloomy guidance. Travelers, the big insurance company as well. And then even the companies that had quote-unquote good news, when you dug a little bit deeper, it didn't look as good as appeared. Caterpillar, they're saying their profit margins may not get any better than where they are right now. Coke, people were excited about the fact that Diet Coke sales were finally up, but then they looked a little bit deeper and it seems like, ooh, maybe they actually had to cut the prices of the product to juice sales. Maybe that's not great news after all. So you add it all together, and then, a key bond yield that's up, past the 3% level for the first time in 4 years, and that's one that affects what consumers pay for mortgages and other important loans. That's got people nervous as well.
Wow. I mean, I thought you were going to cheer us up. You got nothing for us. Is this the new norm?
No. I mean, volatility is the new norm. I think that maybe this is an overreaction to today's particularly seemingly bad dose of news, to be perfectly honest. I think it's probably an overreaction, but I do think volatility, which was absent for all of last year,
right,
has returned with a vengeance and isn't going away anytime soon.
So this is the new norm, the high highs and low lows with the stock market.
It seems like it's going to be that way for a while, and honestly, that's how the market often tends to be. I think people got a little too complacent last year. They thought that it was just going to be this slow, steady grind higher for the foreseeable future. And a lot of people I talked to last year, they laughed off all the political headlines as Trump just being Trump and kind of just amusing, but it didn't really have that big of an impact. But once you started to worry about a potential trade war from China, all
right,
the laughs about Donald Trump started to fade, and I think people started to realize, oh, there might actually be some damage that could be done to the U.S. economy from some of these tweets. So,
well, the swings 500 and 600 points, that's big.
That's big. They're not as big as they were, though, when you think about it, just 10 years ago when the market was in the midst of a free fall, Lehman Brothers going under, we were in the Great Recession. At that point in time, the market was having these types of point swings at lower levels. The percentage moves were a lot bigger than they are now. I don't want to make it sound like don't worry about a 600-point drop in the Dow. It's nothing, but to be perfectly honest, it's not nearly as significant as it would have been 10 years ago when the Dow was at a much lower level. 600 points now, it's about a 2% drop as opposed to a 4 or 5% drop a couple of years ago.
We're talking with Paul LaMonica, the CNN money digital correspondent. Now, you mentioned Caterpillar. They're down. They said that their profit margins probably will not get any higher this year. Is that what you mentioned earlier?
That seems to be the reason why that stock is significantly lower as the day wore on, because Caterpillar opened the day higher. People were excited about the good news. They talked about infrastructure spending in China as well as the U.S. as things that helped boost their profits and sales in the quarter, and also led them to raise their outlook as well. But I think people are maybe a little nervous that this is as good as it gets for them.
Right. How about Boeing, Chicago-based Boeing?
Yep. Yeah. Boeing didn't have any particular company news of its own today, but like all of the other big industrials, I think when you see a company like Caterpillar warn, people worry about Boeing also. And obviously, Boeing, Caterpillar, Apple, another big company in the Dow, these are three examples of companies that already do big business in China and want to continue doing business in China. And I think there's some nervousness now about the trade. I'm not going to call it a war yet, but at least the escalated, tougher talk between the U.S. and China.
Right.
That might mean for big American companies that want to do more business in China and already have a significant presence there.
Facebook, how much has it fallen in the last month?
Yeah, Facebook has actually had a bit of a comeback lately. It's up, amazingly enough, over the past month. It's still down year to date, but I think there is a growing sense, and we'll see when they report their earnings in a few days whether or not this actually happened, that for all of the problems with the Cambridge Analytica scandal, most people think that Mark Zuckerberg did a pretty good job on Capitol Hill, and they are believing him for now when he says that users and advertisers did not flee Facebook and other platforms of their own, like Instagram and WhatsApp, because of the problems with Cambridge Analytica. So if that's true,
right,
and users didn't really flee, then advertisers aren't going to go anywhere either, and that's going to be good news for them.
I thought I heard during the business lunch here at WGN that Google had a good day. Was it yesterday or today?
Well, here's the thing. Google, originally, when they reported their results, they were much better than expected, and people were pretty excited about that. That was after the close yesterday. But as the their conference call went on, I think people got a little bit more nervous and skeptical about Google because they are continuing to spend a lot of money on newer initiatives beyond the core Google platform. And every time Google does that, that tends to freak people out. People worry that maybe they're spending too much, and is that going to hurt profit margins going forward? I personally think that you should give Google management the benefit of the doubt. They've been doing this for, you know, decades now, since the company's inception, and they've had a pretty good track record of discovering new ways to grow, and I wouldn't be too nervous that they're spending.
Right.
They've done a good job of it so far.
Paul LaMonica, CNN digital money correspondent, thanks for coming on.
Thank you very much. Appreciate it.